Today is Friday, May 15th, 2026. This is your AI briefing for Macro Observer. In the next 8 minutes, we'll cover China's structural capture of humanoid robotics volume, the emerging institutional land grab in enterprise AI implementation layers, and Google's activation of a 20-year data moat inside Gemini, three vectors that are simultaneously compressing the strategic decision window for capital allocators and executives alike. 36 to 1, that is the unit volume asymmetry between Unitree and each of its U.S. counterparts, Figure AI, Tesla Optimus, Agility Robotics, and global humanoid robot shipments last year. Omdia's data puts Chinese manufacturers at roughly 90% of global humanoid robot unit sales in 2025. Unitree alone shipped over 500 units. Their Western peers shipped approximately 150 units each. This is not a rounding error. It is a structural divergence that the International Federation of Robotics has framed in terms that should concentrate the mind of any board with manufacturing exposure. China holds 64% of industrial robots installed in the global electronics industry, 59% global supply share in electronics robotics, and 85% domestic market share in metal and machinery robotics. Technology analyst Ma Jihao's assessment, cited in IFR's May report, is that this full-stack manufacturing sovereignty position cannot be replicated by Western competitors in fewer than 7 to 10 years without substantial industrial policy intervention. The broader pattern here is a bifurcation along what we're calling the hardware cognition fault line. Chinese manufacturers own the volume, the cost structure, and the supply chain. Unitree's product ladder runs from a $6,000 R1 entry humanoid up to a 3.9 million yuan manned mecha. U.S. manufactured equivalents routinely price at 10 times Unitree's comparable units. The distribution friction that previously insulated Western OEMs is now gone. Unitree ships internationally through Alibaba's AliExpress, targeting North America, Europe, and Japan. Japan Airlines has already moved Unitree and UB Robotics machines into operational trials at Tokyo Haneda. These are Tier 1 enterprise procurement decisions. We assess a 65 to 75% probability that Chinese hardware pricing pressure compresses Western humanoid margins by 30 to 40% over the next 24 months, unless offset by AI capability differentiation or domestic content regulation. On the cognition side, the U.S. retains the lead for now. Figure AI's Helix O2 demonstration showed two humanoids completing a full bedroom reset in under 2 minutes with no shared planner, no central controller, no inter-robot communication. Physical Intelligence has raised over $1 billion at a $5.6 billion valuation on a pre-revenue basis, with lead investor Philip Clark at Thrive Capital reporting 2 to 3 times faster progress than even the most optimistic internal projections. PI's generalization finding is the key data point. Training across roughly 100 home environments enabled generalization to an entirely unseen 100th environment, which suggests data collection cost curves are materially more manageable than the autonomous vehicle analogy implied. But here is the critical inflection. Unitree's March IPO filing on Shanghai's Star Market targets 4.2 billion yuan in proceeds, with approximately 85% earmarked for R&D, including over 2 billion yuan specifically for robotics foundation model development. The hardware leader is now explicitly racing to close the cognition gap. If Unitree achieves even a fraction of its foundation model objectives within 24 to 36 months, the current bifurcation collapses. The historical analog is the semiconductor competition between Japan and the U.S. in the 1980s and 1990s. Japan dominated hardware volume. The U.S. retained design IP and software-defined value. That resolution held because manufacturing and software IP could be cleanly separated. In humanoid robotics, hardware performance and AI cognition are increasingly codependent. Whoever achieves integration lock-in first captures winner-take-most dynamics across the entire stack. The 18 to 24-month window is the operative decision timeline. Looking at the landscape of enterprise AI, a structural migration is underway, from model capability as the value driver to implementation layer ownership as the durable margin source. Anthropic has established a deployment entity backed by Blackstone, Hellman & Friedman, and Goldman Sachs at approximately $1.5 billion. OpenAI has a competing vehicle at roughly $10 billion in venture valuation. These are not infrastructure investments. Their implementation services investments, a category that barely existed as an institutional asset class 24 months ago. Four pressure axes are simultaneously compressing incumbent positioning. Labs are moving downstack. Claude Design is targeting Figma's workflow category. Claude Code is targeting developer tooling. This functions as a public competitive roadmap for incumbents in those categories, providing a 6 to 12 month warning signal to act. Consultancies are moving upstack. McKinsey, BCG, Accenture, Capgemini, PwC are all enrolled in OpenAI's Frontier Alliance, with PwC co-developing an Office of the CFO solution with OpenAI directly. They bring engineering teams, C-suite access, and existing data agreements that AI-native startups cannot overcome through product differentiation alone. Building on that, systems of record are hardening their APIs. Salesforce, ServiceNow, Workday, SAP, are exposing structured agent interfaces that route AI actions through their own permission and audit infrastructure, eliminating the integration wedge that many middleware startups depended upon. And finally, PE is emerging as a distribution channel with portfolio-wide deployment velocity that a startup's one-to-one enterprise sales motion simply cannot match. More importantly, the bottleneck migration dynamic documented at OpenAI itself is the most underappreciated second-order risk in this segment. Per Thibaut Ciot, OpenAI's head of Codex, engineering throughput is no longer the constraint at OpenAI. Communications, marketing, and cross-functional coordination have become the new limiting factors. This bottleneck cascade will replicate across any enterprise achieving meaningful AI-augmented productivity. Organizations that accelerate technical throughput without proportional investment in change management and customer-facing capacity will experience organizational friction that offsets productivity gains at the system level. This is not theoretical. It is the documented experience of the organization most aggressively deploying these tools. For PE funds with 2026 to 2028 vintage SaaS exposure, the implication is acute. Multiple compression on AI-exposed SaaS is already underway, and the analysis in our source intelligence assesses terminal value compression of 30 to 50% for funds that fail to initiate agentic workflow transformation. We assess a 60% probability. This forces meaningful portfolio repositioning, including M&A for implementation layer owning targets, within the next 12 to 18 months. The historical parallel is the evolution from ERP licensing to systems integration services in the 1990s and 2000s. The durable margin accrued to the implementation integrators who owned workflow design, change management, and organizational data, not to the technology vendors. The PE-backed deployment vehicle model is that same dynamic, executing at 10 times the speed. Google's activation of cross-application personal intelligence within Gemini is the third structural shift, and in some ways the most asymmetric. The asset base here is simply not acquirable at any commercially viable timeline. Gmail at 1.8 billion active users. Google Photos at over 4 trillion stored images. YouTube at 2.7 billion monthly actives with 500 hours of video uploaded every minute. And 91.5% global search market share as of Q1 2025. Gemini Intelligence debuts on Samsung Galaxy S26 and Google Pixel 10 this summer before broader Android rollout, covering a platform that holds approximately 72% of global smartphone market share. This trend mirrors the smartphone application ecosystem wars of 2009 to 2012 with striking precision. When Apple's App Store and Google Play activated pre-existing hardware install bases as software distribution platforms, standalone application companies were displaced, not because their technology was inferior, but because the platform's integrated data and distribution advantages were structurally unreplicable at the application layer. The resolution favored platform-integrated capabilities for commodity functions, while standalone apps retained defensibility only in deep vertical specialization or enterprise compliance categories. The same resolution is likely here. OpenAI has approximately 200 million weekly active users, but relies on user-uploaded context and third-party plugins. No first-party email, photo, or behavioral search data. Microsoft's Copilot integration across 345 million paid office seats is the closest competitive response, but its data depth is enterprise-skewed and lacks consumer behavioral richness. Anthropic has no consumer data layer at all, An acquisition to access a comparable data asset would require an estimated $5 to $15 billion. Meta has social graph data across 3.3 billion daily actives, but lacks transactional, search intent, and email behavioral data, the most commercially predictive signals. We assess a 55 to 65% probability that this bifurcation becomes commercially decisive within 18 to 24 months, as Google's personal intelligence feedback loops generate qualitative capability gaps that model quality-only competitors cannot close without equivalent data assets.
Building on that, the EU AI Act enforcement beginning August 2026 introduces a meaningful regulatory friction differential. Cross-application personal data reasoning will likely trigger high-risk classification under Article 6, demanding conformity assessments and human oversight mechanisms. Google's opt-in architecture pre-positions for compliance. Competitors rushing to match capabilities without equivalent legal infrastructure face an estimated 18 to 24-month compliance delay in the EU's 14.7 trillion euro GDP market, a delay that compounds the data advantage with a regulatory timing advantage. A brief note on the biomedical vector before synthesis. Because the IBM mammal result warrants attention from any allocator with pharmaceutical exposure. A multimodal biological foundation model trained on 2 billion samples across six major biological databases has outperformed AlphaFold 3 on antibody target binding prediction for 5 of 7 tested disease targets and achieved a 19% improvement over prior leading models on antibody region design. More concretely, the model correctly predicted carfilzomib, an FDA-approved drug currently indicated exclusively for multiple myeloma, as the most potent agent against over 800 solid tumor cell types, confirmed by physical laboratory validation. The compound had a Tanimoto similarity score below 0.7 versus training data, confirming the model had not seen it. This is not benchmark optimization. It is generalization to novel clinical insight. The structural economics implication is significant. Approximately 9,000 FDA-approved drugs could theoretically be evaluated for new indications using models like MAML, with Phase 1 trials potentially abbreviated or waived, compressing time to market from 10 to 15 years toward 3 to 6 years. For CROs deriving 40 to 60% of revenue from early-stage compound screening, the directional revenue threat over 36 to 48 months is 30 to 50%. Pharmaceutical companies with $5 billion plus annual R&D budgets that have not yet acquired an AI drug discovery platform are operating in a closing window before clinical proof of concept data accumulates and acquisition premiums rise. Thesis update for today: three vectors are simultaneously active and compressing. Chinese hardware manufacturers have established a manufacturing sovereignty position in humanoid robotics that cannot be closed in fewer than 7 to 10 years without industrial policy intervention, and they are now capitalizing to close the cognition gap. Enterprise AI value is migrating from model capability to implementation layer ownership at institutional scale, with PE emerging as both the deployment channel and the distressed buyer if SaaS terminal values compress as projected. And Google has activated a 20-year data accumulation into a single inference layer that no competitor can replicate at cost, while simultaneously pre-positioning for the regulatory environment that will constrain challengers. The multi-vector convergence underway most closely resembles 1993 to 1998, when client-server computing, the commercial internet, and enterprise ERP arrived simultaneously. The organizations that navigated that period successfully made explicit architectural choices rather than accumulating tactical point solutions, and they invested in governance and integration infrastructure before capability deployment, not after. The same principle applies now, with the added complexity that physical, digital, and data AI infrastructure decisions are entangled in ways that 1990s computing was not. The 18 to 24-month window is not a planning horizon. It is an execution mandate. Thank you for spending this time with Macro Observer. That's your macro AI briefing for today. We'll be back tomorrow with the next set of structural signals worth your attention. Watching the horizon. Until tomorrow.